Good afternoon. As beach season opens, our ocean beaches for the most part are okay, but beaches on the Long Island Sound from New York City through Nassau to Suffolk County aren't doing so well. In fact, the Long Island Sound near areas with high populations continues to be dangerous not only for swimmers, but also for the shoreline, for the wetlands, seagrass, fish, and shellfish. And Suffolk County is one of the culprits. A new scientific report says Suffolk continues to pollute the Long Island Sound through its antiquated sewer system and by dumping fertilizer. Bill Dennison is with the Maryland Center for Environmental Science. It issued a report on the Long Island Sound.
Eastern Long Island, Suffolk County in particular, has very elevated nitrogen in the groundwater. And that's due to the fertilizer for the agricultural crops, and due to the fact that Suffolk County is almost entirely on septic systems, which don't process the nutrients, as in a wastewater treatment plant. So the septic systems and the fertilizer contributes to very high nitrate, the form of nitrogen in groundwater.
And what nitrates do is suck the life out of the water. They contribute to the lack of oxygen in the water, high turbidity where light is restricted, and they prevent phytoplankton, which is the basis of marine food. Climate change is another contributing factor to changes in the Long Island Sound. The report said fisheries such as oysters, scallops, and lobster, and salt marshes and seagrasses that were once widespread have been reduced due to environmental degradation from development, fishing, and climate change. Fish such as winter flounder, Atlantic herring, and red herring that prefer cold water are slowly decreasing. Black sea bass and summer flounder that prefer warm water are appearing more frequently due to warming caused by climate change. In other news, an undercover NYPD detective accused of taking part in a motorcyclist versus SUV melee has been acquitted of the most serious charges but convicted of lesser crimes. Detective Wojciech Bruczak and his co-defendant Robert Sims said they believe the SUV driver just struck a biker and fled during a September 2013 rally. A judge today found them not guilty of gang assault and first-degree assault, but guilty of second-degree assault, coercion, riot, and criminal mischief. 11 men were indicted. Driver Alexian Lien ran over a motorcyclist, paralyzing him before he was pulled from his SUV and beaten. Bruczak says he didn't have a gun or a badge and didn't think anyone would believe he was an officer. He says he didn't intend to harm the driver. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Demonstrators protested at City Hall today against the possibility of hiring 1,000 new NYPD officers. Several held signs that singled out individual city council members. They demanded that they not betray their communities by advocating for more officers. A city council proposal to hire the new officers has become a sticking point in the new budget. The leader of the New York State Assembly's Republican minority says lawmakers are missing an opportunity to address the cloud of corruption that's hung over the state capitol for years. GOP leader Brian Kolb today said that there's still time for lawmakers to take up the comprehensive ethics reforms before they adjourn next week, but he says he's not optimistic they will.
Good afternoon and welcome to the boardroom of the National Transportation Safety Board. I'm Christopher Hart, and it is my privilege to serve as chairman of the NTSB. Joining me are Vice Chairman Bella Dinzar,
the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, met to discuss the gas explosion that destroyed two buildings in East Harlem and killed eight people last year. The agency reported in March that it found a leak in a segment of gas pipe installed in 2011. The report found that the 69-foot plastic pipe segment had not been tested to federal specifications because New York regulations exempt it. The NTSB has been examining whether leaks from sewer or water mains could have caused earth to settle, compromising the gas main. Gas utility Con Ed filed a lawsuit last week blaming the blast on city negligence in maintaining streets, sewers, and water mains. The city denies responsibility. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.